From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
This past week saw the 10th annual summit of the so-called BRICS countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, as they gathered in Johannesburg. On Thursday, Brazil's President Michel Temer, Russia's President Vladimir Putin, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, China's President Xi Jinping, and South Africa's President Matamela Cyril Ramaphosa addressed the assembled dignitaries, looking forward to the BRICS' second decade. This was South Africa's President Ramaphosa as he introduced the other heads of state.
Thank you. Let us get started. Your Excellency President Temer, Your Excellency President Putin, Your Excellency Prime Minister Modi, Your Excellency President Xi, honorable ministers from various countries of BRICS, distinguished guests, and ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to have all of you gathered here. From its formation, the BRICS partnership has had its sight firmly set on the future. It is itself the product of a rapidly changing world, which has seen the emergence of new economies, the realignment of old alliances, and shifts in the balance of global power. It is therefore appropriate that at this moment in the evolution of BRICS, we should focus on collaboration for inclusive growth and shared prosperity in the fourth industrial revolution. Quantum leaps in technology and innovation present enormous opportunities for growth, for development, and indeed for human progress. This surge in innovation has the potential to dramatically improve the productivity and to place entire countries on a new trajectory of growth and prosperity. It has the potential to solve many of the social problems we face by better equipping us to combat disease, hunger, and environmental degradation. However, unless it is approached in a collaborative manner, underpinned by a developmental agenda, rapid technological change could merely serve to entrench existing disparities within and between countries. It could also create new fault lines in our society. This places, therefore, a huge and great responsibility on all of us. Through our collective effort, by working together, I'm certain that we will be able to confront the challenges and seize the opportunities that this new age of development also presents us. We proceed from the understanding that this is not simply a digital revolution, but a fundamental shift in the way that people live, in the way they work, and in the way that they relate to each other. It is a phenomenon that cuts across all industries and all technologies. There is no area of economic activity that is immune and untouched by technological disruption. According to Professor Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum, the fourth industrial revolution is characterized by a fusion of technologies that is blurring the lines between the physical, digital, and biological spheres. This means therefore, that our response needs to be comprehensive and integrated. As BRICS countries, we should not become mere adopters or observers of new technologies. Rather, we need to combine our resources and expertise to become innovators and creators. We should not allow technology to shape our societies. We must instead ensure that the needs of our societies shape the technologies that we develop in our various countries. We must ensure that mastery of the fourth industrial revolution does not become the exclusive preserve of just a handful of countries. We must promote inclusivity, diversity, and cooperation. Excellencies, the technologies of the fourth industrial revolution provide developing and emerging economies with the opportunity to leapfrog the technologies of the preceding revolutions. The rapid adoption of mobile telecommunications in Africa and other parts of the developing world, for example, demonstrates how innovation can ignite sudden bursts of development. It demonstrates that, properly harnessed, new technologies can ensure more efficient processes and more reliable systems of service delivery. They can expand economic participation by ensuring that knowledge and information is more broadly disseminated across the population. To succeed, however, we need to equip our people with the necessary skills to thrive in such a society and in such an economy. The World Economic Forum predicts that the three most important skills for an employee or a worker by 2020 will be complex solving problems, critical thinking, and creativity. Without adequate training, only a few emerging countries will possess these skills in sufficient numbers, while others will see their prospects stifled by automation. There is a new need to develop more agile and applied education models. Whilst this must start even before a child enters school and continue right through to our universities and colleges, there is an urgent need in developing and emerging economies to reskill a significant portion of the current workforce. Governments should formulate and institute policies that are supportive of these processes. Such policies should provide a favorable environment for foreign investment. Such investment improves the supply of relevant skills and expands capacity for research. Equally important are policies that support and stimulate local industries. It is against this backdrop that BRICS ministers of industry resolved to establish the BRICS partnership on the new industrial revolution. It aims to translate the vision of the second decade of BRICS cooperation into a reality through deepened cooperation. Under the partnership and in support of the manufacturing sector, a new industrial revolution advisory group comprised of policymakers and experts from all BRICS countries will be established. As the BRICS forum, we can neither ignore nor take for granted the realities of the fourth industrial revolution. As we enter the second golden decade of BRICS, we need to look to the future and place ourselves at the forefront of the extraordinary changes that are taking place. In conclusion, our officials must engage in robust discussions to develop concrete and effective actions. As a bloc, We should use this opportunity to ensure that we fully appreciate and exploit the opportunities presented by this wondrous new age of technology in building a brighter shared future for humanity. I thank you all, and I'm now going to invite His Excellency President Xi Jinping to deliver his statement. Thank you.
Your Excellency President Cyril Ramaphosa, Your Excellency President Michel Temer, Your Excellency President Vladimir Putin, Your Excellency Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Let me begin by thanking President Ramaphosa and the South African government again for your warm hospitality and thoughtful arrangements. The BRICS summit is convened in Africa again after a lapse of 5 years. This is an occasion to celebrate. The theme of this summit, BRICS in Africa, collaborating for inclusive growth and shared prosperity in the fourth industrial revolution, is most fitting under the current circumstances. The previous three industrial revolutions, the rise of mechanization in the 18th century, the harnessing of electricity in the 19th century, and the advent of the information age in the 20th century, were all characterized by transformative advancements in science and technology. Such breakthroughs have greatly unleashed social productivity and significantly improved people's living standards and profoundly shaping the course of human history. Today, we are experiencing another revolution in science, technology, and industry, only greater in scope and depth. Breakthroughs are being made in quick succession in frontier technologies like big data and artificial intelligence. New technologies, new business models, and new industries are emerging one after another. Countries around the world have found their interests and future tied together like never before. That said, we have yet to sustain global growth with new driving forces and to address the North-South imbalance. What is more, constant flare-ups of geopolitical conflicts and the escalation of protectionism and unilateralism are directly affecting the external development environment of emerging markets and developing countries. History keeps surging forward, independent of people's wish. We BRICS countries must therefore have a keen grasp of the trend of our times, deepen our strategic partnership, and consolidate our cooperation framework underpinned by economic, political, and security cooperation and people-to-people exchanges. This way, we will turn our vision of the second golden decade into a reality and build a community with a shared future for mankind. First, we must unlock the enormous potential for our economic cooperation. Closer economic cooperation for shared prosperity is the original purpose and priority of BRICS cooperation. It is also in the economic field that we enjoy the most promising, diverse, and fruitful cooperation. We need to step up trade, investment, economic, financial, and connectivity cooperation to make this pie still bigger. At the same time, we must work together at the United Nations, the Group of 20, and the World Trade Organization to safeguard the rule-based multilateral trading regime, promote trade and investment liberalization and facilitation, and reject protectionism outright. It is important that we continue to pursue innovation-driven development and build a partnership on new industrial relations to strengthen coordination on macroeconomic policies, find more complementarities in our development strategies, and reinforce each other's efforts in renewing economic driving forces and upgrading economic structure. In this context, China will host 17 human resources development programs. Experts from our five countries will be invited to draw up a blueprint for cooperation in the new industrial revolution. We'll host 10 human resources development programs.
第二,
second, we must safeguard global peace and security. Political and security cooperation is an important component of BRICS strategic partnership. We should stay committed to multilateralism and to the purposes and principles of the UN Charter. We should call on all parties to abide by international law and basic norms governing international relations, and to settle disputes through dialogue and differences through consultation. By fully leveraging the role of BRICS meetings of foreign ministers, national security advisors, and permanent representatives to the United Nations, we can make our voice heard, put forward our solutions, and jointly work for a new type of international relations featuring mutual respect, equality, justice, and win-win cooperation. Third, we must expand people-to-people exchanges. We, the BRICS countries, boast great civilizations. When it comes to cultural and people-to-people exchanges, there is a lot we can do together. Such exchanges have notably gained momentum over the last year or two. We should aim at greater people-to-people connectivity and more popular support for BRICS cooperation through extensive exchanges in cultural, educational, health, sports, tourism, and other areas. During the Xiamen Summit last year, we held a series of programs for people-to-people exchange, for example, the film exhibition by five countries, including the one where the time has gone, and we also organized other sport exhibitions.
Just now, at our
closed session, President Putin put forward an initiative which has been responded warmly by all the parties. That is, starting now and aiming at the next decade, we need to have more and more robust people-to-people exchanges and institutionalize such exchanges. We also propose joint touring exhibitions by the BRICS alliances of museums, art museums, national galleries and libraries, and closer cooperation in cultural, creative and tourism industries and at the subnational level. We can spread the story far and wide to further enhance the mutual understanding and the traditional friendship among our people. Fourth, we must build a network of closer partnerships. Since the inception of the BRICS mechanism, openness and inclusiveness have remained our abiding commitment. The BRICS Plus approach we adopted at the Xiamen Summit is designed to strengthen the unity and coordination among BRICS members for greater cohesion, and at the same time to keep broadening the BRICS circle of friends in a joint pursuit of shared development and prosperity for all emerging markets and developing countries. We may explore BRICS Plus cooperation within the United Nations, the G20, and other frameworks to advance the common interests and boost the development space for emerging markets and developing countries, contributing more to world peace and development through broader partnerships. Colleagues, The future of BRICS is in the hands of our people. Let us work together with the rest of the international community for an open, inclusive, clean, and beautiful world with lasting peace, universal security, and common prosperity. Thank you.
Thank you, President Xi Jinping.
It's now my honor and pleasure to ask President Putin to make his statement.
Thank you, Mr. President Ramaphosa, dear friends, President Xi Jinping, President Temer, Prime Minister Modi.
Уважаемые коллеги, совсем недавно, вот только
recently,
что, в узком составе мы отмечали,
in a close meeting,
я хотел бы сейчас вначале
noted, and I'd like to
еще раз
my,
вспомнить об этом, о том, что в эти дни мы совместно
this once again, remind
отмечаем
us once
столетие
again, that these days
выдающегося
we are
государственного деятеля Южной Африки Нельсона Манделы. Всю свою жизнь он продвигал и защищал принципы равенства, открытости и
справедливости.
Думаю, мы имеем полное право
I think that we have full right to state that Mr. Mandela's legacy is reflected in the activities of BRICS. These principles are the basis of the cooperation between the BRICS member states, and it has the character of the real strategic partnership.
BRICS membership
reacting jointly to the threats and challenges of our peace and stability. We are cooperating in fighting terrorism, extremism, drug trafficking, trans-border organized crime. And BRICS has a unique play in the global economy. This is the largest market in the world, and the joint GDP is 42% of the global GDP and keeps growing, 22.3%. And economic sphere, the BRICS countries are collectively solving problems related to modernization of the industry, development of modern technologies, high technologies, development of our competitive edge, and improvement of the life of our population. Those are the priorities of the South African chairmanship in the BRICS, and these priorities the BRICS member states took into account in their work during this year, and this work has been successful. Here we are talking about the theme which had been proposed for a discussion at this meeting, the fourth industrial revolution, or the so-called digital revolution, affects the development of all countries of the world, and including BRICS member countries. The digitalization process covers almost all spheres of our life, creates new economic centers, reduces costs, and increases the productiveness and efficiency of labor. Our task is to create comfortable environment in order to attract investments into the state-of-the-art economic sectors to stimulate the creation of new technologies and their introduction into the economy. The digitalization is one of the priorities of the economic policy of my country, Russia. We've adopted a national technological initiative. It's a set of measures to guarantee the technological development of Russia till 2035. We've launched the Digital Economy of Russia program. We expect that this program will allow us to increase the labor productivity by 2024 by 30%, and new sectors of Russian economy will generate 10%, more than 10% of Russian GDP. In the environment of digital realities, it's very important to guarantee the safety and security of business and our citizens. We take necessary measures, legislative and other measures, in order to achieve the situation when the creation of safe and reliable internet environments go hand in hand with due guarantee of protection of personal data and private life in digital sphere. We hope that closer partnership of BRICS countries in the area of digital economy will allow us to get better qualitative and quantitative indicators of our cooperation. For Russia, consolidation of our trade and investment links with BRICS partners is of high priority. In 2017, the trade with our BRICS countries has grown 30%, which was more than $102 billion. And we are aiming at further developing this kind of partnership. We pay special attention to the direct contacts between our businessmen. I support new initiatives of Business Council of BRICS in the area of e-commerce, SMEs, and proposals to simplify administrative barriers in order to stimulate trade between our countries. We evaluate positively the activities of the Council for implementation of joint multilateral projects. This should go hand in hand with the activities of New Development Bank. Business should be involved in filling up credit portfolio of the bank. Recently, the operative activities of the New Development Bank has expanded notably. Board of Directors of the bank has approved 21 projects, and out of this number, 5 projects will be implemented in Russia with the budget of $5 billion. We support creation of regional branches of the bank. The negotiations are going now with Brazil. We hope that when these negotiations are over, we start to analyze the possibility to open national office in Russia. We evaluate positively the contingent creation, the contingent reserves arrangement, which is a very important tool for operative financing of our banking sector, for collecting and processing statistical data of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. In 2017, in Semin, the decision has been taken by us to create bond fund of national currencies of BRICS. It's very important for the development of financial and currency systems of our countries. At practical launch of this fund in 2019 corresponds to the BRICS interests. We are grateful to our BRICS partners for their support of Russian idea to create BRICS Energy Research Center. I'm sure that from the quality point of view of its reviews and forecasts, it will be able to compete as equals, with leading world energy analytical agencies. I'd like to attract the attention to the Russian bid to organize World Expo 2025 in Yekaterinburg City. We do not compete here with cities from Brazil, India, China, or South Africa. Dear friends, we really count on your support. And at the end of my presentation, I'd like to thank our South African friends, the President of South Africa, Mr. Ramaphosa, for enormous contribution into practical interaction in the framework of BRICS. And thank you for paying attention to our idea to expand our cooperation in the humanitarian sectors, sport, cinema, etc. Thank you for your attention.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.